that our fate lies in ourselves. What's the play about? It's about being alive and becoming dead, about the smell of mortality and the mystery of things, about being human.
King Lear by William Shakespeare, with Corin Redgrave as King Lear, Geraldine James as Goneril, Kika Markham as Regan, Justine Waddell as Cordelia, John Carlyle as Gloucester, David Troughton as Kent, Robert Glenister as Edgar, William Houston as Edmund, Clive Francis as Cornwall, John Rowe as Albany, and Paul Copley as the Fool, with music specially composed by Elizabeth Parker. King Lear.
I thought the king had more affected the Duke of Albany than Cornwall.
It had always seemed so to us. But now, in the division of the kingdom, it appears not which of the dukes he values most.
Is not this your son, my lord?
His breeding, sir, hath been in my charge. I have so often blushed to acknowledge him that now I am braised to it.
I cannot conceive you.
Sir, this young fellow's mother could. Whereupon she grew round-wound and had indeed, sir, a son for her cradle as she had a husband for her bed. And do you smell a fault?
I cannot wish the fault undone, the issue of it being so proper.
But I have a son, sir, by order of law, some year elder than this, who yet is no dearer in my account. Though this knave came something saucily to the world before he was sent for, yet was his mother fair. There was good sport at his making, and the whore son must be acknowledged. Do you know this noble gentleman, Edmund?
No, my lord.
My lord of Kent. Remember him hereafter as my honourable friend.
My services to your lordship.
I must love you, and see you to know you better.
Sir, I shall study discernment.
He's been out 9 years, and away he shall again. Yeah, the king is coming.
Attend the lords of France and Burgundy, Gloucester.
I shall, my liege.
Meantime, we shall express our darker purpose. Give me the map there. Know that we have divided in three our kingdom, and 'tis our fast intent to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them on younger strengths, while we, unburthened, crawl towards death. Our son of Cornwall, and you, our no less loving son of Albany, we have this hour a constant will to publish our daughter's several dowers, that future strife may be prevented now. The princes, France and Burgundy, great rivals in our youngest daughter's love, long in our court have made their amorous sojourn, and here are to be answered. Tell me, my daughters, since now we will divest us both of rule, interest of territory, cares of state, which of you, shall we say, doth love us most, that we our largest bounty may extend where nature doth the merits challenge? Goneril, our eldest born, speak first.
Sir, I love you more than words can wield the matter. Dearer than eyesight, space and liberty. Beyond what can be valued, rich or rare. No less than life, with grace, health, beauty, honour. As much as child e'er loved or father found. A love that makes breath poor and speech unable. Beyond all manner of so much, I love you.
What shall Cordelia do? Love. And be silent.
Of all these bounds, even from this line to this, with shadowy forests, and with champaigns rich with plenteous rivers and wide-skirted meads, we make thee, lady, to thine and Albany's issue be this perpetual. What says our second daughter, our dearest Regan, wife to Cornwall? Speak.
Sir, I am made of the selfsame metal that my sister is, and prize me at her worth. In my true heart I find she names my very deed of love. Only she comes too short. That I profess myself an enemy to all other